Each month, Emmanuel Hospice brings you stories from the community about the challenges and joys of life. Stepping up to the plate, behind the mic this month, we're joined by Fred LaHeise, a resident at Covenant Village of the Great Lakes. I run by your good Covenant as frequently as I can. So you're a West Sider there, Fred.
Now I am. I was a North Ender all my life.
Oh, good morning to you, and I appreciate you, yes, telling your story. Manotes, tell me, you were born in 1930. You've probably seen a lot of changes since then. That was before the internet. Where'd you grow up? What was it like for you as a kid?
I was born and raised in Hudsondale. Oh. My dad was a farmer.
What do you farm?
We did truck gardening.
So
vegetables. Basically, and then sold them on the retail market.
Yes. Is the farm still there?
It's all houses now.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. You eventually joined the military. Tell me about this.
I got drafted in 51. I went to Fort Bragg, took military police training. Then they transferred us to Huntsville, Alabama, to Redstone Arsenal, where we are their security guard.
Okay.
And I could type, so I was made the desk sergeant.
Wow. Any highlights or lowlights of that time in your life?
We had a lot of fun. Our company commander was a sports nut, so we were involved with all the sports from the YMCA down there, which is very active.
Yes.
So we played soccer and flag football and softball, basketball.
Which sport do you still play? Just giving it to you.
I'm a little bit old for sports now.
Disagree, but that's okay. Where did your career eventually take you?
Well, when I got out of the service, I said, I'm not going to work in the factory. I'm not going to be cooped up. So I was going to do the farm for a year, but that kind of was when Fruit Basket Garden was starting to come in, and that marketing just died. But then my cousin called me and wanted to know if I wanted to be a plumber. I said, I don't know, I never tried it. So she said, come and try it, because they need some help.
Huh.
That was in 53.
Were you in your 20s then?
Yeah, I was 23.
All right, still a single man?
Yep.
All right.
I got married 2 years later.
So she married a plumber?
No, I didn't marry a plumber. I married a nurse.
No, but she married a plumber.
Oh, she married a plumber.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you take on that profession?
I was a plumber for 65 years. Well, I still hold my master's license.
Nice. Cool. So what's your advice to keeping our, toilets from overflowing?
Buy new ones.
I like that in today's world. Well, congratulations. Your job is a... I'm sure was full of challenges, but we need plumbers in our lives.
We do.
You have
we
a lot.
Need other tradesmen, yes. But a lot of kids don't want to work.
Yeah.
It's work.
Any of your kids?
It's very rewarding work, right. But it's work.
Yes. Physical
work. You
get
paid for it.
And you get paid for it. I'll get to see if you passed on the plumbing baton to any of your kids. But
you did. My youngest son's a plumber.
Okay. Let me talk about your hobbies as we tell your story. You did fish, and baseball was important to you.
Well, I was a coach for Little League. My son started when he was 7, so it would be 10 years. From 7 to 17, when he was going through the Little League, I stayed with the team that he was with. And that was a good experience.
I understand you watch the Whitecaps?
I go there occasionally. Uh-huh. I like to watch baseball.
A seat named Fred LaHeise or anything?
I wish.
Not yet. I'll write a check. I bet you get one.
Right.
Hey, what about photography in your life?
I used to take a lot of pictures. I have probably about 5,000 slides in my house yet. And I don't know what I'm going to do with them because they're obsolete.
Yes. I have a feeling, and I don't have a name to drop, but I have a feeling you can turn those slides into something.
My son that's living in my house is working on that. He's trying to get them on a roll of film or some sort so they could see them.
Keep those memories alive. You still work a couple days a week at Godwin Hardware. So what motivates you to stay so active?
I enjoy plumbing, and they needed somebody on the counter that been there and done that, and I've been there and done that. Yeah. So they are really just picking my brain.
Still have your master license?
That still works.
Don't you still have your master license?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So you could, you know, I could hire you.
Yep.
Okay.
What are some questions that your customers ask you?
Well, how do I fix this? And then they bring in a piece of stuff that we don't recognize, and okay, it's not in our book, and we tell them to take it home and dump it.
Buy a new one. You are married. You have several kids, grandkids, I understand, even great-grandkids. What's the importance of family in your life?
Oh, well, I learned early on, there's two little words that'll keep your marriage together. Yes, dear, and then keep your mouth shut, and go do your thing.
Have you lost your wife?
Yes.
Yes.
That's me.
Tell me.
Last year, May 14.
Yes.
Thank you for that sharing. Tell me, brag on your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids.
Well, both of my sons are working. One of them is a plumber, and the other one is working for a carpet manufacturer, a Scott Group. High-end carpeting for, like, airplanes. They do the White House and stuff like that. So it's stuff that you can't afford to put in your house. Mm. My daughter has 40 years into neonatal at Butterworth Hospital, where she graduated from.
She followed your wife's footsteps.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then my other daughter works for the VA in Seattle, Washington.
There's a road trip for you. And the little kids.
Grandkids, two of my grandsons graduated from Michigan Tech with degrees in engineering and computers. And the other one went to Ferris and got graduated from auto mechanics. But now he's working for a steel company, Denon Steel, here in Grand Rapids. I don't know what he does now.
Ask him next Thanksgiving dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, what words of wisdom do you have for staying happy and active in your later years?
Go fishing.
Okay, we just talked about ice fishing. Fishing?
No. Nope. I don't do that. I get cold too quick.
What's your ideal fish? Do I hang out here on the
If
bridge?
I'm going to eat them, I'll go for bluegill. If I want to have some fun, I go to bass.
You still driving?
Oh, yes.
How's life at Covenant Village of the Great Lakes?
Very good. Very good.
You say that because...
What prompted us to move there is that my wife had Parkinson's.
Yes.
And she was diagnosed about 7 or 8 years ago, and she gradually deteriorated, and I got to a point where I couldn't get in and out of our house because there's two steps going in, and I fell with her twice trying to get her in. So we got to move. We got to get someplace where there's no steps, and there's because our house was built when handicap wasn't even a word yet. So you had to get it handicap approved because she was getting into a wheelchair now. So, and then she fell. I broke a C2 vertebrae in her neck, and that put her in the hospital over there in the nursing unit, and she never got out of it. She was there for 2 years. Contracted pneumonia, and her body wasn't strong enough, so she died of that, actually pneumonia.
Again, thank you for sharing that story. So back you go. Other secrets to success, to living a long life?
Yeah, get a job and work at it. Learn all you can.
I think we'll do that starting today.
I'm still learning stuff. I've been in the plumbing for 65 years, and I'm still all new stuff coming out now. I got to learn all over again.
You off to Godwin Hardware today?
I worked yesterday.
All right. Thank you very much for you sharing your story. Fred LaHeise, resident at Covenant Village of the Great Lakes. On behalf of Emmanuel Hospice and Community Partners, for sharing your stories. All right, go get them. Take care.
Take care.